Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and wow, there's some big news about Walter Reed Medical Center. This is great stuff. The University of Arkansas Institute for Integrative and Innovative Research has been awarded a nearly $5 million grant from the Department of Defense to expand a groundbreaking prosthetic clinical trial in collaboration with Walter Reed for patients with upper limb amputation. The first of its kind work aims to restore a sense of touch to individuals with limb loss, which is, this is incredible. And here to talk about it is Dr. Ranu Jung from the university. Dr. Jung, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Randy.
Before we get into the implications here of what this could mean for, especially with our men and women in uniform, can you talk about the science behind this that you've been working on and your team has been exploring?
Yes, it's my pleasure to talk about it. So you remember when we had the Iraq War and we were having our servicemen and women returning with loss of limb. At that time, DARPA, our Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, put out a program called Revolutionizing Prosthetics. And what did they mean by revolutionizing prosthetics? We needed better prosthetics to be able to hold things, control things, and, you know, be able to do function.
Right.
But think about it. When you have somebody has a prosthetic hand, they may hold something and they may even grasp that, but they have to pay attention to look at it, or they, you know, they rely on hearing the gears in the myoelectric hand. So you need to continuously pay attention to that. Why? Because you don't have a sense of touch. So the existing technology does not give you, except for, the sound that you get when you're using the system, or if you are using a body-powered one, you would get some feedback. But with this myoelectric prosthesis, you don't get any sensory feedback. So many times you have to pay a lot of attention while you are doing different activities to actually even use the prosthesis. The other part is, think about, all of us need touch as we engage in our day-to-day life. We are sensory beings. We want to explore our environment, whether it's a child or an adult. We want to hold somebody's hand. We want to touch somebody's face. All of that is lost. So what we proposed is to say, could we give the sense of touch and grasp force back to somebody who's using a myoelectric prosthesis? Wow. So the science behind that is, then, what if you take prosthetic hands, have sensors in them, and take information from these sensors as somebody is touching something, grasping something, squeezing something, and take that information and communicate it back to the nervous system of the person that is still intact. Beyond in the residual limb, you still have peripheral nerves that are still intact. So you take sensory information, you code that information, and you communicate this information through a wireless link to an implanted neurostimulator that targets the peripheral nerves in the arm, and more specifically inside the nerves, very specifically, focally inside the nerves, stimulate those nerves, and then that information is sent back through the nervous system via the spinal cord to the brain, where the person perceives this sensation. So when you get that stimulation, our brains are then saying, oh, this feels like a touch, or this feels like a grasp. It might feel different kinds of tingling sensation or other sensations that you might get based on the signal that is coming back in.
Wow.
So that is what we are doing.
That sounds so futuristic. It sounds like something out of Star Wars. It's just amazing. And what stage, doctor, is this in? Beta testing stage? Is it kind of, where are you with this right now?
So we are in what we would call a first-in-human trial. So we've developed the first basic technology is developed, and this technology had to get approved by the FDA as an investigational device. So not commercially available,
sure,
as an investigational device to assess the safety and efficacy and ultimately the functionality of the technology. So what we are in right now is what would be called clinical trial, so that this investigational device could be used by volunteers who participate in the clinical trial and move this through this pathway in this initial clinical trial.
Oh, this is incredible. We're talking to Dr. Ranu Jung here on the National Defense and this groundbreaking prosthetic clinical trial, the first of its kind work to restore the sense of touch. And you know, you hit on something very important there too, doctor. Yeah, if somebody has a prosthetic arm, that's great. It's functional. But yeah, I mean, that sense of touch is so important in terms of determining, you know, texture, feel. I mean, you're talking about a life-changing situation here.
Yes, I think for all of us, we would say we are people of senses. Whether we see, we taste, we feel pain, all of that is part of who we are. That is what makes us humans. And so sensation is absolutely part and parcel of having that around us in our everyday life and experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've long talked about Walter Reed as one of the most important places, especially for the military. But I did not know that it's one of just three military hospitals that treat traumatic upper extremity amputations. That's incredible.
We are so fortunate that Walter Reed National Military Medical Center is our partner on this now. So when we started the clinical trial, the FDA had approved it to be started at a single site. Then we got this funding from the U.S. Army, the Department of Defense, to add a clinical site. And so Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, Dr. Pasquina is the lead at the Walter Reed for this clinical trial. He will be the lead for this the project there. They partnered in, and we got the approval from the FDA to put in a second site to do the extension of this clinical trial.
That's great. And and I'm sure you know, Doctor, in the past 10 years, 10 to 15 years, with all of the innovations and technology that has improved so much, that a lot of our men and women now that are in combat when they're wounded, unlike from years past, they're coming back and they are able to live a normal life in terms of, you know, some of these very egregious injuries that they suffer, but they come back, and with this kind of technology, they're able to kind of assume what they were doing. And that's got to be very gratifying for you to be a part of this.
Absolutely. It is absolutely gratifying to us. We want everyone to have the potential for a full life as they want it. So it is what we want to give technology. We want to give options to people as they want it. So for our servicemen and women who choose to maybe go back into some aspect of their military service,
sure,
or choose other ways, we want to give them the opportunity to have that. There should not be physical limitations that are holding them back to be able to achieve a full life as they would like it. And so the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, which is not only doing clinical care, but has been at the forefront of research that supports the servicemen and women, and actually also their families. Supporting that, this is great for us that we are able to partner with them. And of course, on our end, in a civilian situation, we are also serving veterans. So at our site at the University of Arkansas, we would be welcoming veterans as part of the clinical trial, besides the civilian population. And then at Walter Reed, obviously the servicemen and women and their families.
Yeah, I can't imagine you would have any shortage of volunteers for this trial.
We will see. We are hopeful. I think the most important people in the trial are the people who volunteer. They are the brave, yes, ones in many different ways. When you take on new technologies that are not yet commercialized, not yet fully proven, you're the leader in it. You are the pioneer in it.
Yes.
And it is, if it was not for them, it would not be for the rest of us to have new technologies that help us in our need.
Well, Dr. Jung, thank you so much for the work that you and your team are doing. This is incredible. And if people want to find out more about this and what's going on, I know there are some photos available. What's the best place for them to go?
So let me give you a web address, and that is one way to do it. And it is i3r.uark.edu. If they go to the web address, they will see the clinical trial is there. And also there is a, you know, get information. You can put in information and request information. So that's perhaps the easiest way to get to us. And there's phone numbers there too, of course, that people can reach us through phone. So I'll repeat it, i3r.uark.edu.
Yeah, and we'll put that up on our website too, so that people will know.
Thank you.
Dr. Jung, thank you so much for the time and continued great success and the great work you're doing.
Thank you for this opportunity to share this first step in this pathway.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.